to in order to go back, because if I had left, I wouldn't be able to come back here. So it didn't take me long to find the resources how to get that. I'm not one of giving away things. I'd have to read the book to get that story. And but I did, and as soon as I was able to get that, I went home and started bringing my children and back here. When I left Jamaica, my baby, my son was a year old. And so I had to leave him, make a decision to leave him with his dad to go to Canada. The painful part about that is that when I came to Canada, my breast was so full with milk and I had nowhere to put it. I had to expel that and thinking about my baby back home, but I knew that there was a purpose for me doing what I did. Oh, but today I can say I have no regrets, because it was for the best.
Is Dolores your given name, the name you were born with?
Yes, yes.
Do you have another name?
I have a nickname that they call me, and I didn't know why they call me, and I hated that name because there was somebody else who had that name. They used to call me Girly, and I asked them why. And then my uncle, my favorite uncle, which is the Jonas' son, who he was the nicest man that you could ever have for an uncle, and Uncle Isaac, and he used to call me Miss World. And one of the reasons why he called me that, because I had this thing about me that I like to dress. Mm-hmm. I like to be pretty. In spite of all what I've gone through, I tried my very best. No matter what I had on, it had to be spectacular. And so he bought me this dress, and I had the dress on, and it was for his wedding. And I had the dress on, and I twirled around, and he looked at me and said, "You look like Miss World." And so that's how I got the name, and he always called me that. And even when I saw him about 3 years ago, I saw him, and for the longest when I saw him, he just called me that name.
You know, a lot of what you have been through would have crushed a lesser person. You would have been bitter about family, bitter about men, and hopeless. I could see that being very possible. Mm-hmm. And yet, somehow or other, you have come through with your spirit intact. What do you think sustained you that you know, made you stronger instead of destroyed you?
Well, I was not raised in church back there because the Jonases didn't go to church. But when I came to age to know God, I was 9, and I decided that there was something better than just what was going on. And I, with my little knowledge, I would run away to go to church. And when I come back, I would get a whipping for doing that. But I love to go to church. And so when I hear about the Lord and hear about what he does and how he makes people life better, I grasp onto that. And that's why the song says, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' love and his righteousness. And I love that song because I know that. And so it's just strength. I pull strength from the Lord. I pull strength. And when I had the freedom to go to church, I went to church and became a Christian. And I served the Lord the best way I know how and pulled that strength. And it's that strength that got me from Jamaica to Canada, and that strength that brought me from Canada to the United States. And that strength of God is still carrying me today. That's why in the front of my book, I have a prayer in the front of my book that I wrote in the front of my book that it says, "Father, creator of everything, I pray from your ultimate resources, you will empower me with the inner strength. Make your home in my heart as I trust in you. Help love root grow down into me and keep me strong so I can do right by my children." I had to find a prayer to help me through that.
Seemed like you found a prayer. Tell me the process of going about finding a publisher for your book. Mm-hmm. What was that process like?
Well, they're out there, you know, a dime a dozen. And you just have to search and your heart, you know, kind of ask God, Lord, which one? And so I'm a part of Willamette Writers, and they had a publication about different writers, and I publishers, and then I looked through, and Abbott Press kind of stood out a little bit to me, and so I started talking with them, and they had offered me what I wanted, and that's how I end up with Abbott Press.
You know, your children also seem to have been the inspiration that pulled you through.
Yes.
Could you tell us, you know, how your life experiences have affected them? Because sometimes, whether we mean to or not, what happens to us, we then pass on to the next generation.
Well, I can tell you this, like I wrote here, broken people break things, and people too. My mother was broken. She broke me, and I end up broke some of my children. When I realized what I was doing, I had to take a stand, because I have always said I do not want my kids to come up and go through what I've gone through in life. And I was breaking them like nothing, like, oh, you break a pencil. And so having seven children, it's not the easiest thing. And I have seven children, and today I can tell you, my seven children, they have their own scars, but they're men and women today that have find their space in society. They all have gone through school and colleges. Today I can say, I was broken yesterday, but today I'm not broken anymore.
So can you tell us anything about what you did to make sure that you didn't break them?
I read. I listened. And I put myself with people that I see were doing good things, and how people were raising their children, and I take lessons from that, and I'm not going to do that. Oh, I'm going to do this. And with that, I had some people that were Christian people, mothers. I'm a whole soul, so I stuck with the whole people, and I learned a lot from them to help me to raise my children. I felt like the job that I've done, I didn't do a good job, but this is the best that I could do based on what I, you know, how I was raised on what I know.
We're coming to the close of the August edition of Black Book Talk. Dolores, we thank you so much, one, for writing your book and for sharing it with us. And for those of you who are listening, we haven't touched on the triumph, but then again, you have to read the book. We can't tell you everything. But just know that this is a book that will convince you that, you know, the human heart is stronger than we realize, more resilient, and that out of struggle can come a whole lot of beauty in life. Mm-hmm. You brought your children here. You mm-hmm. brought your children through. Mm-hmm. You are to be congratulated. Thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate it. You can tell them where the book is sold.
Well, I don't know where the
Amazon,
book is
sold. You can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. Oh, can't say
okay.
that?
Well, no, we're not in the book selling business, okay. But if it slipped out of you, what can we do?
Sorry. Well, yes. Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Black Book Talk on KBOO. Goodbye.
We'll see you in September.
These songs of freedom is all I ever had. Redemption songs, all I ever had. Redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
And now, the KBOO News at Noon for August 7th, 2014. Iraq's biggest Christian city, Karakash, has been evacuated as fighters with the radical Islamic group ISIS have taken over the city and ordered the residents to leave. Most of the 50,000 residents of the city fled north into Iraqi Kurdistan, where Kurdish fighters have gathered from Turkey and Syria to fight against ISIS. ISIS stands for the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. It's a political Islamic group that has taken over the parts of Iraq and is trying to establish an Islamic state based on their interpretation of the religion. A new study has found that immigrants contributed over $182 billion to Medicare's Hospital Insurance Trust Fund over a 15-year period. The study released by the Partnership for a New American Economy also shows that American-born citizens produced a $68.7 billion deficit over the same period. These findings refute views that immigration reform will strain the nation's resources. Residents from 200 homes in the Columbia River Gorge were forced to evacuate yesterday due to increased fire risks from high winds and dry heat. 25 to 30 mile per hour gusts have hampered efforts to contain the Rowena fire in the Columbia River Gorge. The fire also closed a section of U.S. Highway 30. The owner of an Ohio company that dumped fracking waste